Military families relocate frequently, so while Betty McCullum was born in Minneapolis, her younger siblings came into the world near Air Force bases in Texas and Ohio. But throughout their travels, the McCullum family always considered home to be South St. Paul, Minnesota. Another constant Betty McCullum remembers from her childhood is the presence of political discourse as her Democratic father and Republican mother respectfully sorted through the issues of the day.
It was a civil discussion, and quite often would come to middle grounds on things like that. They talked about the civil rights movement a lot, living down south while that was going on, being northerners. I mean, they were targets for remarks being directed at him sometimes. I mean, I knew who Hubert Humphrey was living in Texas because people would make comments about, oh, you know, you're Humphrey people. And both my parents would say, yes, we are.
When Betty McCullum finished high school in South St. Paul, she was interested in teaching and put herself through Inver Hills Community College by working in department stores and house sitting. Her classroom career was brief, 2 years as a substitute high school teacher, but as she campaigns to put more federal resources into public schools, she remembers many of the hardships she saw in her teaching days.
One of my students committed suicide. We had students that you knew had physical abuse problems going on at home, working a lot of hours, coming in after working, you know, midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, and then trying to be awake at 7 o'clock in the morning for my exciting lectures on social studies was always a challenge.
After getting married and having 2 children, McCullum returned to school at the College of St. Catherine, where she earned a bachelor's degree in political science. Her neighbors in North St. Paul elected her to the city council, and in working on regional issues in the 1980s, she got to know Jim Scheibel, a St. Paul city council member who then became mayor. Scheibel remains an admirer of McCullum.
She grew up in a working family and wants to make sure that working families have good housing, health care, the issues she's talking about. You know, she's not addressing those issues because somebody said this is what we should be talking about this year. That's Betty McCullum.
McCullum served for the past 8 years in the State House of Representatives, but gave up her legislative seat to campaign for the U.S. House after Vento announced he would not seek re-election. She says her congressional campaign is built around the needs of families. That umbrella priority includes such specific issues as providing health insurance to more Americans and covering the cost of prescription drugs for senior citizens. She wants more federal resources devoted to public education and favors using some of the budget surplus to bolster Social Security. She also supports tighter regulations aimed at fighting pollution and ensuring privacy of medical and financial records. While some critics say she's too quick to spend taxpayer dollars, McCullum counters that some expenditures amount to long-term savings, citing prescription drug costs as an example.
Think about what happens when we don't have people taking the prescriptions that the doctor's written. I mean, you're not taking the heart medication. You're cutting the high blood pressure pill in half. Well, what happens? Something really goes wrong with your system, and then you land up in the emergency room or you land up being hospitalized. We know that prevention saves dollars in the long run.
McCullum emerged from a crowded Democratic field to win the DFL party's endorsement. She then spent the summer locked in a 4-way primary campaign with State Senator Steve Novak, St. Paul City Council member Chris Coleman, and business consultant Kathy Hartnett. McCullum ultimately won that primary handily with 50% of the votes cast. But in the campaign's final week, the DFL mailed 3 brochures on McCullum's behalf that generated bitterness within the party. The brochures criticized votes cast by Novak and Coleman and questioned their commitment to education, gun control, and improved health care. Coleman and Novak resented the negative tone of the mailings, saying the pamphlets distorted their votes. Hartnett, who was not mentioned in the brochures, says the episode left many DFLers unenthused about McCullum's leadership.
She basically went along with a negative campaign. By not formally coming out against it, you are participating in it. So I don't know where the people who supported Chris Coleman and Steve Novak and who supported me are. I know that everyone was very disappointed in the fact that she wasn't willing to lead the party to better behavior. But I also understand she won. You know, the tactic worked for her.
None of her 3 primary opponents has endorsed McCullum's candidacy, and some Republicans see significance in that silence.
That speaks volumes about how people feel about what happened in the primary.
State Representative Phil Krinke of Shoreview co-chairs Republican Linda Runbeck's campaign for the 4th District congressional seat. Krinke says in spite of her soft-spoken exterior, McCollum is a hard-edged politician who is driven to win. He thinks her tactics could make things difficult for her in Congress, where alliances within and across parties are important. Krinke says he often remembers a piece of advice dispensed during his freshman orientation at the legislature by Gil Gutnecht, who now represents southeastern Minnesota's 1st District in Congress.
Mr. Gutnecht said that you have to remember in politics that friends come and go and enemies come and go, but political enemies accumulate forever.
Supporters of McCollum, who defeated 2 incumbents in her first legislative campaign, say her campaigns have always been positive and ethical. McCollum says she's sorry that Novak and Coleman took offense at the party-issued brochures, but she does not see any bigger-than-usual divisions within the DFL.
Primaries always create bad feelings between different factions of the party, and we just have to continue to work together to heal them.
In addition to McCollum and Runbeck, who is a state senator, the 4th District field also includes former Ramsey County Attorney Tom Foley, a longtime Democrat running on the Independence Party ticket. Some Democrats put off by McCollum's campaign say they intend to vote for Foley. Krinke and other Republicans say a split of the DFL vote between McCollum and Foley could open the door for Runbeck to put Minnesota's 4th District in the Republican column for the first time since the 1940s. I'm William Wilcox in Minnesota Public Radio.